up.
98 FM's
All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to
me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
It's Rebecca and Carl here, and we've just been joined by producer Russell.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, producer Russell.
Well, how are you both?
Oh, good. Great.
You're a bit nervous looking.
Yes.
A little bit anxious, yeah.
Russell, yes. What's going on?
Well, when I'm here, it's either one of two things. One, it's a What's On guide, but that's tomorrow. But two, it's time for a game.
Oh!
Right.
Oh, so, that's fun.
Yes. So, it is Paddy's Day this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Well, Monday, but we're celebrating over the weekend.
We're starting the celebrations early.
And I was thinking, how about we test your knowledge on various Paddies?
Oh.
From the world of anything.
Okay,
from,
I see what you're doing here now. Right.
So from the world of pop culture, actual culture, entertainment, right. Sports, politics, you name it.
I was wondering why our boss Pat came into the studio and gave us these lovely little buzzers.
Yeah, so we have buzzers random. For you because rather than shouting your names, which usually is chaotic,
uh-huh.
I decided that we need some buzzers. Okay. So let's just test them out. Rebecca?
Rebecca Shackleton.
Okay, and Carl?
Yes.
Amazing. Ooh. So
I'm going to carry this around in normal life.
I love this.
It's so amazing. They're really handy to have, exclusive to you guys only.
So not up for grabs.
I'm going to ask you a load of who am I style questions, okay? Okay?
Who
and
am I?
When you know who it is, hit your buzzer and we'll go from there,
I'm
okay?
I'm nervous. Let's okay. go.
Let's
for
go.
It.
This is my Henry Kelly impression for anyone who remembers him, Lord Reston.
Lord Reston.
Who am I? I was born in Yorkshire in England in 1940. My early career was in Shakespearean theatre. I spent many...
Carol Dalton.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart
yes!
is correct.
Oh my gosh, guys, I am going to be horrific.
Star
also,
Trek fan.
Theatre, Star Trek, big Carl yeah. Dalton, ding, ding, ding. Well
Make
done.
It so. Thank you.
Okay, you never know, you might get this one.
Mm.
I first appeared on screen in the 1980s. My fashion sense was bold and my jewellery was even bolder. I was known for my tough attitude and dramatic personal life. I had multiple husbands and an even bigger love of leopard print.
Rebecca Shackleton.
Pat Butcher.
Pat Butcher is correct.
Sorry, I love how it doesn't have to be a Patty or a Patrick.
Yeah.
Pat Patrick, Patty, Podrigs, Patricia's.
Right, okay. Russell, you got creative this morning.
I thought they were going to be, they're real people. Okay, okay.
Yep,
real
yeah,
one apiece. Okay.
I did say pop culture, guys.
Okay, you did. Yes.
Who am I? I was born in Dublin in 1879. I was a teacher, poet and writer, and I believed education could be the path to national independence. I was one of the leaders of the 1916 Rising.
Oh, nice.
I drafted...
Carl Dalton.
Patrick Pearce.
Patrick yeah, Pearce, or well Patrick done. Pearce, as some people would say,
well,
is correct.
Well done, Carl. Mm,
Carl's doing well, 2-1. Who am I? I was born in Northport, New York in 1949. I became famous on Broadway for my powerful voice and stage presence. I won my first Tony for Evita in 1980.
Oh, dear.
I play...
Carl Dalton.
Paddy LuPone.
Paddy LuPone is correct.
Oh, my gosh. I never would have got that.
Okay, it's still time. There's still time.
Yeah.
Okay, who am I? I was born in Ireland in 1956. My first career was in engineering before I moved into broadcasting.
Oh, our colleague, Pat Kenny.
Pat Kenny is correct.
That's so exciting.
I even tried to do a bit of a Pat Kenny voice when I was doing that one.
Mattress, I mean Mick.
Right, number six. Who am I? Oh, I live in a small rural village. My job does involve a lot of travelling, but I always come home.
Carol Dalton.
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat.
Oh,
I'm his black
gosh.
And white cat.
Oh, you're doing so well. Okay, a few more
Carl,
to go.
I don't know why
this.
I know this, by
you're
the way. That
this.
Was just weird.
You're doing well. Who am I? I live in a quiet neighbourhood, though things often get a little chaotic. I am unemployed, but it doesn't bother me. I once tried to drive a rock as a mode of transportation.
What?
Carl Dawkins Shackleton.
That was Carl first.
I forgot. Go ahead.
Rebecca?
Is there someone from the Flintstones?
No, but you're in the right area.
Said, I drove a rock.
I drove a rock, but as a mode of transport. I don't
oh,
know.
Hold on! Is it no Hot Mustard?
No.
That's a brick, isn't it?
I am a pink starfish.
Patrick Star.
Oh, no.
Patrick Star. Patrick Star.
This is chaotic. I love it.
Patrick from SpongeBob. Yeah. Are you joking, Russell?
Guys, we've got a few more. We'll get through these, okay?
Pat Mustard, I got the surname. Isn't there an episode that they do like a whole parody of Speed?
Yes. On the milk float.
That's obviously where I'm getting my references mixed up.
Okay.
Right.
Next one. Who am I? I was born in Texas in 1952. Before I was famous, I trained as a ballet dancer. My breakthrough role was...
Patrick Swayze!
Patrick Swayze is correct. Yeah. Second to last now. Oh, God. I was a familiar face in my local area, although not for the right reasons. Known for my charm and good looks, but not my morals. I had a reputation for delivering more than just milk.
Pat Mustard.
Right, guys. It's 5-4 4 to Rebecca.
Oh, dear.
God.
Have you got a tiebreaker question?
Oh my gosh, I'm really stressed.
Do you know what? I don't, but I have a feeling neither of you are going to get this.
Okay.
Who am I? I was born in Ireland in 1923, trained as a doctor before moving into politics. I was a member of Fianna Fáil, served as Minister for Education, and then I became president in the 1970s.
No, guys.
My surname is the same as the 2016 Democratic candidate for the presidency in the United States.
2016?
Not Donald Trump.
Clinton.
Carol Dalton.
Patrick Obama.
Clinton.
Don't know.
Close. What's her first name?
Oh my gosh, Hillary.
Patrick Hillary. Patrick Hillary. Dr. Patrick Hillary.
Patrick Hillary. Carl, 6-4. You did so well. That was chaotic.
I had That was chaotic.
Thank you so much.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glamour. Oh, and a lot of fun.
98FM.
Oh, it's my favourite part of the morning.
Yeah,
time for Matchy Matchy, the chaotic and iconic game. Just three words stand between you and this stunning list of prizes read out by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Relax for the day at a luxury spa.
Check out who's at your door with a Ring doorbell.
Win a €100 voucher for a top Dublin shopping centre.
A toasty maker.
And a portable blender.
Oh, amazing prizes.
Fabulous prizes.
Do you think that the AI, Rebecca and Brendan, do actually say
I think you should do, like, you know when you're in a car and you put on directions, turn left here.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to have the two of you on my sat-nav.
Mind the gap.
Yeah. Mind your own gap, Rebecca.
Good morning to Kieran in Dublin 12, who is playing Matchy Matchy. Kieran, how are you?
Morning, how's it going?
Very well, Kieran. How's your morning going for you so far?
Yeah, good, not too bad. I'm just about to head to work, so yeah, not too bad.
Are you in a long, empty void of a tunnel at the moment, Kieran? Where are you?
I'm actually just down, going into the car park, but I'm kind of above it a bit, so I don't lose coverage.
That's very
Kieran,
vague.
You're very good.
You're very good
thinking about the coverage and the
Fair
connection with
you,
the
Kieran.
Radio now. Kieran, are you a fan of Matchy Matchy?
I am, yeah. I'm listening kind of nearly every morning and do kind of well. Sometimes I'm all right, sometimes I'm brutal.
Okay, well, today you're going to do really well, Kieran. You're going to do really, really well. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'm going to let you pick.
Us?
No, Kieran, you have to pick. You have to pick Carl or Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Oh, I'm going to the booth, Kieran. Nice. I'll chat to you soon.
Bye, Rebecca. Off you got your stuff. You're all right. Right, get off your pop to the booth. Right. There you go. She's gone. She's back in the booth. All right, Kieran. Are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
I am.
Okay, all right. Now, your first word of the morning is lip.
Filler,
okay. Your second word of the morning is apple.
Pie,
lovely. And your third and final word of the morning is birthday.
Cake,
okay. Right, so we've got lip filler, apple pie, and birthday cake. Kieran, are you ready to lock in those answers?
I'm ready. The first one's a bit dodgy, but I'm ready.
Are you sure? Now is the time to change it.
No, go on.
All right, let's lock them in. Lip filler, apple pie, birthday cake. Let's lock it in. Right, she's back. She's back from the booth.
It smells like croissants in the booth.
Well, it does. Okay.
Oh, love a flaky pastry, I do.
Right. Rebecca, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your first word of the morning is lip.
Stick.
Okay. Your second word of the morning is apple.
Oh, gosh. Apple pie.
Okay. And your third and final word of the morning is birthday.
Cake.
Okay.
There's many options for all of
those
words.
There are many options. Have you done it this morning, Rebecca? Have you done it? You haven't!
Oh, no!
And Rebecca, you're going to be raging now because you got two out of three.
Where did I go wrong for poor Kieran?
So Kieran is back on the line and he gave us lip filler.
Lip filler? Kieran!
I knew Kieran! When I said I said.
And we gave you the opportunity to change it, Kieran.
I suppose very popular answer. Yes. Kieran, I didn't expect that from you now. I won't lie to you. Gas, I was thinking maybe lip gloss. And then when you said apple, I was thinking apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. But I don't think that. I think that's too many words.
It's too many words.
Kieran, I'm sorry I couldn't do it this morning. But thanks for playing and it's been great chatting to you.
Yeah,
and we're going to send you a goodie bag.
All right, thanks.
Cheers,
have a great
Kieran.
Day, Kieran.
Cheers.
Thanks. We'll be back tomorrow morning with another chance for you to play Matchy Matchy if you'd like to get in touch. 0877 989898.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.